Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Hey folks, Nick Delacanal here. The FAQ City team is on vacation this week, but since we have so many new listeners joining us, hello there, we wanted to share with you one of the most popular questions we've answered on the podcast. It's also one of our favorite episodes, so sit back and enjoy. Okay, you know, I've heard the stories. You know, that Charlotte's something of a cookie-cutter city that tore down all of our history. Well, here's something that does make us unique. We are the only major city in the nation, as far as I can tell, that calls our downtown area Uptown. And that brings us to today's episode of FAQ City. It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions. So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanal. Let's begin. Today's question comes to us from a listener named Jeff Moen. He moved to Charlotte with his family about 3 years ago, and here he is.
My question was, why is the downtown area of Charlotte called Uptown?
Okay, great question. This is truly one of Charlotte's quirkiest quirks. While most cities call their central business district downtown, Charlotte says down is up, up is down, and to heck with it, we're just calling it Uptown. And this can seem pretty bizarre to outsiders. It did to Jon Stewart when he hosted his show here in 2012.
Downtown, which for some reason here is called Uptown, which I think we can all agree is stupid. All right.
But as anyone in the know will tell you, this has actually been a source of debate going back several decades in our city's history. At one point, the city had two rival factions. There was an uptown crowd and a downtown crowd. They were both duking it out in public. And on today's episode, we're going to try and unravel the debate, lay out the facts, and let you decide on the answer. And this is where we'll start. Okay, so we are inside the Levine Museum of the New South in Uptown Charlotte, and I'm here with Tom Hanchett, a community historian. How are you doing today?
Golly, you know, being on the radio, I should have combed my hair.
Tom Hanchett has been digging into Charlotte's history since the 1980s, and he says this question gets asked a lot. So much so, he says, the Levine Museum has put up a plaque inside its permanent exhibit that has some information.
We're in the section that looks at how Charlotte has been reinventing itself basically since the 1960s.
And so on the wall right here, we have a yellow circle with the question, is it uptown or downtown? The little yellow plaque in front of us says, in the 1950s, Charlotte was beginning to embrace downtown renewal, and in fact, people were calling it downtown back then. That is until the 1970s came around. That's when a middle-aged businessman named Jack Wood came into the picture. I wonder if you can say a little bit about who Jack Wood was.
Jack Wood was a downtown clothing store guy. He catered to all of the conservative businessmen you would imagine in the center city.
Some old photos we dug up of Jack show him wearing thick glasses, a tie, a fitted suit. He had grown up in Charlotte, went to Central High School, now the site of CPCC, and in 1973, with the backing of a local business association, he began petitioning the city council, placing calls to the mayor, writing letters to the Charlotte Observer, telling basically anyone who would listen that it should be uptown, not downtown.
He said that as far as he knew, people here had always talked about going uptown, and he made a big deal about it.
One of his main arguments was that uptown sounded better. It was more upscale, upbeat. It would be an upgrade. While the business community was totally on board, the Charlotte Observer was not. When Jack Wood wrote upwards of 30 letters to the paper, the publisher wrote that he was a, quote, certified maniac. And in the editorial pages, Wood was mocked and ridiculed as a PR hack pushing a fantasy. There's this one particularly sarcastic column that got written.
Might the use of Uptown restore our central city's historical significance? Might the great economic blossoms appear if we would but do as Jack Wood asks? Might Charlotte then move into a new era of prosperity and happiness, beneficial to one and all?
Yeah, so maybe that was a pipe dream. But Hanchett says Jack Wood was correct about one thing.
Jack Wood was right that Uptown was an old name for the center city, and he had geography on his side.
And this may be the most important point here. While most cities are built around bodies of water, which tend to be on lower elevations, Charlotte was established around a Native American trading path.
Native American people in this rolling landscape tended to make their paths on the ridgetops because the lowland gets kind of swampy.
That trading path, which, by the way, is now Tryon Street, was set on a higher elevation. It intersected with another trading path known now as Trade Street. And so Charlotte's earliest settlers would literally have to go up to town. And even today, if you're driving, or especially if you're biking into town, you'll note that it's up. In fact, I went back into the Charlotte Observer's own archives and found the earliest reference I could to Uptown Charlotte. It was in 1895. They spelled it with a hyphen back then, as in up-town. And it seems like the Observer used Uptown until around 1929, when for whatever reason, there was a switch over to downtown Charlotte. Now, it's not clear why the switch to downtown was made. Perhaps we were just trying to sound more like other big cities around the country, all of which called their centers downtown, and that would sound a little PR-y, wouldn't you say? Well, look, I feel like I should tell you that over the course of reporting this story, I found myself really siding with Jack Wood on this one. I mean, here, Charlotte was originally called Uptown. And Jack Wood, who by the nature of his work as a haberdasher, is probably something of a traditionalist. And so he's just trying to preserve some of Charlotte's history that everyone else seems to have forgotten, right? Anyway, I definitely feel more strongly about this than Hanchett does. I asked him what he thought.
It's a moment when Charlotte was trying to figure out how to be Charlotte. And that, to me, that's the fun of this. I mean, I don't care whether people call it Uptown or Downtown or the Center City.
No, but I think that it is Uptown. I mean, you're a historian, right? That is our history. We are Uptown, right?
Right.
You're just going to agree. No, I firmly believe that we are Uptown, always have been. And yes, the newcomers coming in, maybe they don't know any better. But I think once you've been in Charlotte long enough, it's Uptown, and you should spread that gospel. That's what I think.
I like it.
Well, are you wondering whatever happened to Jack Wood's crusade? Did he end up winning the battle for Uptown? Well, that's coming up.
Looking for some new music for your playlist? WFAE is proud to launch Amplifier, a new music podcast where we explore the sounds of the Charlotte music scene. Listen to the trailer right now on WFAE.org/amplifier or on the NPR One app. Amplifier is powered by Ortho Carolina.
We're back, and by now, I'm sure you're wondering what became of Jack Wood and his cause. Well, in the end, as you may have guessed, old Jack came out on top. In September of 1974, the city council passed an official proclamation, emblazoned with the city seal, that said the heart of Charlotte should now and forevermore be known as Uptown Charlotte. And it's been called that ever since. So remember Jeff, our listener? I relayed the whole thing to him on the phone.
Ah, that's cool. That's a really great story. Yeah, it's funny because around the office here, we've been kind of throwing around our own ideas and other stuff that we've heard. So it's actually kind of fun as an amalgamation of like three different stories that all of them have a slice of truth in them.
You know, one last thing here. I had a final question to ask Hanchett before leaving the museum. Do you know whatever happened to Jack Wood?
He was still alive when I came to Charlotte in the 1980s, elderly guy. His store in the Charlotte Way was eventually demolished, and a new building stands on that spot today.
Really?
It was where the brand new hotel is. It's on South Tryon Street, and I can't call the name of the hotel.
It's a Courtyard Marriott. Kind of sad when you consider Jack Wood's whole thing was trying to preserve a bit of old Charlotte while making Uptown a nicer place. And in the end, his own store was raised. Well, that's it for this week. As always, you can subscribe to FAQ City on iTunes, Google Play, the NPR One app, pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts. And please send us any questions you may have. You can submit them at wfae.org/FAQCity, and we may just answer it on an upcoming episode. Until next time, I'm Nick Delacanal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.